Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Now, it is Thursday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. So glad to be with you. We now turn to another chapter in our slicing of fresh bread from 2 Timothy. We're in chapter 3. We're starting in verse 1, and Paul giving us the framework of how we are to look at the last days. Now, that's a technical term in the Bible, the last days. Now, I want to take just a moment before I read about the last days from the pen of the Apostle Paul, because it's a phrase that Jesus uses, last days. It's a phrase that is used throughout the Gospels and other passages. Last days refer to the anticipation of the consummation of all that God is doing to save His people and deliver them into a new heavens and a new earth, while consigning his enemies into the lake of fire. And this is the matter of all eternity, that we will one day be in an existence that is forever, in a new heavens and a new earth, and where all who have rejected God's glory and God's grace have been cast into the lake of fire, from which there is no escape for all eternity. And so here in chapter 3, we're looking at those last days. The question for many of us is, when will the last days start? Well, the question is not when will they start. They have already started. In fact, Jesus has made it clear that you are in the last days from his ascension until the anticipation of his coming. The last days are the now but not yet. Now Christ is victorious, but not yet has his victory been consummated. Now Satan has been defeated, but not yet destroyed. Now sin has been broken, but not yet removed. Now God has won the victory through his resurrected Son, but not yet has it been brought to fruition. So these are the latter days, the now but not yet days. Here's what he says about what will happen in these days. In chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, he says this, "But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people." All right, so let's stop there. He now says that the last days, from the ascension of Jesus to the second coming of Christ, there are going to be people who will rebel against the Lord. They will be lovers of themselves. They will be lovers of money. They will be identified by pride, abusiveness. They'll be identified by arrogance and abusiveness. By the way, they'll be identified by being disobedient to their parents. You see how God puts a premium on the fifth commandment, honor your father and mother, that he puts this in the category of slander and breaking the ninth commandment. He puts it in the category of murder. Any breaking of God's law is an affront to God. Treacherous and reckless, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. It's pretty clear that what he's saying is, while you're going to live in the latter days and see the advancement of the kingdom of God, you need to know something else. The kingdom of darkness is advancing too. It's multiplying. Harry, do you think the kingdom of God is going to grow until the coming of Christ? Yes. Do you think the kingdom of darkness is going to grow into the coming of Christ? Yes. Both will be there. Don't expect the world to get better. Expect the world to get worse and more intensified, even as you expect the kingdom of God to grow and spread. You will also see the world rebel. The evil empire will strike back, and the latter days will affirm that, with a lifestyle of rebellion and a lifestyle of persecution against believers. Well, you join me tomorrow and we'll take one more look at this text, and then we'll have another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.